愿大家平安。
May peace to you all。
今天晚上要用灵性沉睡的危机跟大家来查考。
Tonight I would like to use the topic "A crisis came from a sleep spirit" as mutual encouragement。
我们要根据以赛亚书第二十二章来谈谈这个主题。
And we will refer to Isaiah chapter 22 to talk about this topic。
这是我们已经读过的章圣经，我们应该再来查考它比较容易。
And we have read this chapter a few days ago, so it should be easy for us to understand.
请翻开以赛亚书二十二章。
Please turn to Isaiah chapter 22.
第一节说是论异象谷的末世。
The burden against the valley of vision.
那这个异象谷指的就是耶路撒冷城。
And the valley of vision refers to the city of Jerusalem.
说有什么事使你这满城的人都上黄顶上呢？
And he continues to read, "What ails you now that you have all gone up to the housetops?"
第二节说，你这满城，你这个满城满处呐喊，大有喧哗的城，欢乐的邑啊！你中间被杀的，并不是被刀杀，也不是因打仗死亡。
Verse two, "You who are full of noise, a tumultuous city, a joyous city, your slain men are not slain with the sword, nor dead in battle."
这第二十二章是从第十三章到第二十三章这一系列的有关于列邦的预言其中的一部分，针对犹大百姓的。
And this is toward the people in Judah, and it started from Isaiah chapter 3 to chapter 23. From 13 to 23.
这个就是一直都在论到有关于列邦的预言。
And this is regarding the prophecy of the foreign nations.
那在第二十二章特别提到耶路撒冷城 的现况。
And in chapter 22 specifically talk about the situation at the time of the city of Jerusalem.
预言将来要发生的事情。
And he prophesied what will come in the future.
那这个末世就是这个预言呢，是要让我们了解说一个人，我们如果读完这一章，会发现一个人如果灵性很迟钝在沉睡的状态里面呢，会有多危险。
And this prophecy tells us that if our spirit is asleep, what will happen?
也就是说，当一个人他已经听不进去从神来的提醒，那最后他所得到的就是灭亡，就是败坏。
And when somebody cannot heed the warning of the prophet, at the end time, they will be corrupted.
那特别当一个人如果灵性上是像瞎眼一般，像耳聋一样，听不进去也看不到危险。那对神的警告也不会在意。那圣经说，神说他的罪不能赦免。
And when somebody's spirit is blind and dumb, then this person cannot heed the warning of God.
那当神说他的罪不能赦免，那就结果就是必然灭亡。
And when his sin cannot be redeemed, then the end is death.
那所以第二十二章让我们看到这样一个危机，也是圣经给我们一个提醒。
And chapter 22, it records a crisis and also serves as a warning to us.
因为当一个人灵性沉睡的时候，基本上他就会变成心是刚硬的，他就变成顽梗悖逆，不听神的劝告。
And when somebody's spirit is asleep, then this person is stubborn and they will not heed to the warning of anybody.
那第二十二章基本上我们在读的时候，我们会发现他提到了两个人。
And in chapter 22, it mentioned two individuals.
就第十五节提到有一个人叫做瑟伯纳。
And the first person recorded is Shibnah in verse 15.
那第二十节提到有一个人叫做以利亚敬。
And in verse 20, it recorded the other person, Eliakim.
那这两个人，如果我们在读以赛亚书第三十六章的时候，我们就读到有关于他们的记载。
And if we continue to read Isaiah chapter 36, we will see these two people recorded.
那在列王记上的第十八章也有这一段历史。
And in 1 Kings chapter 18, it also recorded these people.
那表示说，在当时候这一段十五节以后，它的历史是发生在西西家当王的时候。
And from verse 15 on, this recording is recorded after the death of King Hezekiah.
那个时候表示说，他这个国王这个国家里面，当时候有一些做领导的人呢，他们基本上 虽然神给他们平安，可是他们基本上在灵性上是处于在沉睡的状态下的。
And even though at that time they were in a peaceful nation, but the leaders were asleep spiritually.
所以当这个领导者他们根本就不知道神的旨意的时候，那百姓就跟着受苦。
And when the leaders do not know the will of God, then the people will suffer.
所以从第二十二章我们要看五个危机。
So from chapter 22, we will see five crises.
那这五个危机就是我们今天在平安的时候我们要自我提醒的。
And at the time of peace, as we are right now, it serves as a warning to us.
第二节那里特别提到说，这个城是一个满处呐喊、大有喧哗又充满欢乐的城邑。
And in verse 2, the first crisis, this nation is one full of noise, tumultuous city, a joyous city.
也表示说当时候耶路撒冷 的现况是大家放纵情欲，漠视这个灾难来到了，也就是说大家不会去想到说有这个外敌要来攻打他们的事实。
And in verse 2, it says that at the time of the nation, they do not know that the other country are attacking them.
其实在当时候亚述他们是虎视眈眈一直要来想要来攻打犹大国。
And at that time, Syria, this nation was about to attack them.
其实百姓他们当时候在外在的环境来说是没有办法这样子充满欢喧哗，满到处都是欢乐的这个气氛的。
And at that time, they should not be in that kind of joyous condition.
那其实是在神的恩典保守底下他们可以得到暂时的平安。
And it was under the protection of God, so they have temporary safety.
可是当时候百姓他们一点也没有感受到这个危险即将来，他们应该要做一些改变，然后得到神的这个眷顾，所以他们可以一直能够平安的活在耶路撒冷城。
But at that time they did not feel the danger, so they did not try to get help from God.
当时候这个末世是说，你们当中啊。将来被杀的不是因为被刀杀，也不是因为打仗死亡。
And your slain men are not slain with a sword nor dead in battle.
第三节说，你所有的官长一同逃跑，都为弓箭手所捆绑。你中间一切被找到的都一同被捆绑。他们本来是逃往远方的。
Verse 3, all your rulers have fled together. They are captured by the archers. All who are found in you are bound together, who have fled from afar.
表示说，当时候先知得到了末世，就是这个。在耶路撒冷城的百姓，他们将来将会不战而亡，就是没有打仗就赶快逃跑了。
And the prophecy by the prophet says that they will not go into battle, but they will fled.
他们一心只想逃亡。
And all they want to do is flee.
他们已经没有办法，没有那个心再去面对这个敌人的征战来跟他们对抗了。
And they don't have the heart or the willingness to fight against the enemy.
那这样。先知当时已经看到这样一个现象，所以第四节他说，所以我说你们转眼不看我，我要痛哭，不要因为我众民的毁灭就极力的安慰我。
The prophet saw the situation, that's why he said in verse 4, therefore I said, look away from me, I will weep bitterly, do not labor to comfort me because of the plundering of the daughter of my people.
第五节说，因为主万军的神使异象谷有溃乱践踏烦扰的日子，城被攻破，哀声达到三间。
Verse 5, for it is a day of trouble and treading down and perplexity, but by the Lord God of hosts in the valley of vision, breaking down the walls and the crying of the mountain.
这里就是先知他的眼界，他看到了即将来的毁灭。
And this is a vision of the prophet. He saw the future.
这个毁灭是因为百姓的无知所造成的。
And this destruction comes from the ignorance of the people.
因为在二十二章的那当时候的大环境是西西家王他得到神的保守跟祝福。
And in chapter 22, at the time, King Hezekiah received the protection from God.
虽然外敌这个敌人一直想要来攻打他们，可是他们都还是被保存着，他们并没有灭亡。
Even though the other nations are trying to attack them, but they were protected, so they were living under peace.
但是百姓似乎看不到神兴起外敌来攻打他们的用意。
But the people cannot see the meaning of why God raised the nation to attack them.
他们也听不懂神借着先知一再提出的警告，要他们回转归向神，要悔改，要改变他们得罪神的作为。
And they don't understand why the prophet would constantly warn them to repent and return back to God.
所以他们面对先知的提醒，他们就把它当作耳边风，也不会 记在心上，也不会改变。
And under that situation, they ignore the warning of the prophet.
所以我们再看以赛亚书这个先知他所提出的这个警告，百姓的反应跟在约拿书里面这个约拿先知是向尼尼微城所提出的警告完全不一样。
And the reaction of the people under Prophet Isaiah is totally different from the reaction of the people under Jonah when he warned the city.
你看我们在读约拿书的时候，你会发现这个尼尼微城的人一听到约拿宣告了，如果没有悔改，四十天之内毁灭就来到，他们马上从王到最小的全部都悔改，披麻蒙灰。
And as we know, Jonah, when he warned the city in, that if you don't repent in 40 days, God will destroy the city, and the whole city repented from king to the, even the animals.
啊，结果呢，神就真的垂听他们的悔改，那他们就得到平安，没有被毁灭。
So God listened to their repentance, and God forgave them, so they did not receive destruction.
那圣经也让我们看到一个神会神其实是看人悔改的心的。
But we know that God look at the repentant heart of people.
这个警告是要让百姓能够回转。
And the warning is to give people to return.
可是看起来当时候在西西家王的时代，犹大百姓面对神的警告，一点也不想改变。
And under King Hezekiah, the people of Judah did not want to repent.
他们在神的恩典当中放纵了。
And under the protection of God, they
所以他们放纵情欲。
They have their lust of flesh.
那就是你看，他们是到处充满呐喊、喧哗、欢乐，表示说他们就是好像现在是太平盛世啊，众人尽情的享乐。
So they were full of noise and joy because they were indulged in sin.
这跟圣经神用这个外敌来提醒他们，用来仗来打他们，要他们得到的那个悔改的。情况完全不一样。
And God used the foreign nation to attack them to force them to repent, but they did not do it.
所以通常我们如果遇到患难的时候，我们一定要仔细的思想。
So when we encounter tribulation, we have to think.
这圣经给我们一个提醒。
The Bible is giving us a warning.
看传道书第七章。
And let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
传道书第七章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
七章十四节说：“遇亨通的日子，你当喜乐；遭患难的日子，你当思想，因为神使这两样并列，为的是要叫人查不出身后有什么事。”
Verse 14 reads: In the day of prosperity, be joyful; but in the day of adversity, consider: surely God has appointed the one as well as the other, so that man can find nothing that will happen after him.
我们如果在亨通的日子里面，我们要喜乐，就是说我们知道啊，这个是从神来的祝福。
And under the time of prosperity, we need to be joyful because we are blessed by God.
那我们就会在这个恩典当中成长。
And we will grow in this graceful period.
但是在患难的时候，我们要思想。
But in adversity, we have to think and consider.
就想说神到底要我们学什么功课
？We need to ponder why what God wants us to learn.
因为我们相信我们是属神的人。
Because we know we are the children of God.
每一件发生在我们身上的事情都是经过神所允许的。
And everything that happens to us has the permission of God.
既然神让它发生在我们身上，一定有神的用意。
And since God let it happen to us, so God must have His will.
那我们如果去检讨、去反省我们自己的生活、我们的心思意念，那么我们一定会找到啊，神让我们遇到这件事情的线索。
And if we consider our thoughts and our thinking, then we will know why God wants.Things to happen to us.
那当我们会思想，那我们会去改变的时候，那个神让这个灾难临到我们身上的意义就达到了。
And if we can think and repent, then God will serve His purpose.
那接下来就是神的祝福。
Then the blessing of God will come.
因为我们是属神的。
Because we belong to Him.
但是当一个人如果在恩典当中，他变得去滥用神的恩典，那结果就是败坏。
And if we live under the grace of God, but we do not treasure it, then the end will be desolation.
我们看罗马书第二章。
And let's look at Romans chapter 2.
罗马书第二章。
Romans chapter 2.
第四节。
Verse 4.
罗马书四二章四节说，还是你藐视他丰富的恩慈、宽容、忍耐，不晓得他的恩慈是领你悔改吗？
Verse 4 reads, Or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance?
这里说神的恩慈是要让我们能够有悔改的机会。
And here says, the grace of God leads us to repentance.
所以神丰富的恩慈、宽容、忍耐都是对我们，要让我们 真的改变的。
So the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long suffering is for us to repent and return back to him.
因此，我们每一个人在这个神的恩典当中，第五节说，一定不能够让我们这个刚硬不悔改的心持续下去。
And verse 5 says, under this condition, our heart must not be hardened.
因为如果我们一直持续刚硬不悔改的心，他说为自己就积蓄的愤怒，以致神的震怒显他公义审判的日子就来到了。
It says if we continue to harden our heart, then the day of the wrath will come.
所以你看这个神的恩慈啊，是要领我们悔改，就是让我们能够从这个神的怒气当中转回来，神用反过来用脸光照我们。
So the grace of God is to ask us to repent, so we can avoid the wrath of Him.
看起来当时候那个犹大百姓在耶路撒冷城里啊，他们真的是放纵神的恩典。
So we know the people of Judah at the time, they were indulging sin.
这个是很无知的。
And this is a very ignorant thing to do.
所以在恩典当中，其实人很容易变得很放纵。
And under the grace of God, we are easily become indulging sin.
我们等一下会看到，一个人他在这个放纵当中，心会变得很刚硬。
And when a person is indulging sin, then his heart will be hardened.
所以第一个，在恩典当中，我们一定要小心。
So under the grace of God, we have to be careful.
看回来以赛亚书第二十二章。
Turn back to Isaiah chapter 22.
第六节说。
Verse 6.
他说：“以兰带着箭袋，还有坐战车的和马兵，吉尔揭开盾牌。”
Verse 6. Elam bore the quiver with a chariot of men and horsemen, and Kir uncovered the shield.
那这个以兰跟吉尔这两个地点，应该都是在两河流域的，应该都属亚述国里面的地区。
And Elam and Kir, these two cities should be in the city of Assyria.
那当时候他们可能都是一些很。出战士的一些诚意，表示他们那里面的人都很勇猛。
And these two cities produce many strong soldiers.
所以这个在预告从亚述来的攻击，从两河流域来的攻击。
And this is telling us the strongness of the attack of the people of Assyria.
他们带着剑，骑着战马来到他们国境里面的。
And they bore quiver and ride on chariot to attack them.
第七节说：“你加美的谷遍满战车。”也有马兵在城门前排列。
Verse 7, it should come to pass that your choicest valleys should be full of chariots, and the horsemen should set themselves in array at the gate.
这个是大军兵临城下，这个大难临头的时候了。
And the army is at the gate, and they're they're looking at danger.
第八节说
，Verse 8,
他去掉犹大的遮盖，那日你就仰望林库内的金去。
Verse 8, he removed the protection of Judah. You looked in that day to the armor of the house of the forest.
他去掉犹大遮盖，表示把那个犹大的那个防卫的这些保护的措施呢，都把它毁了。那一日，他说你就仰望自己林库里面的武器了。
And so when he removed the protection of Judah, that means all the protection of the city has disappeared.
现在这个大军真的是已经攻到城下来了，把这个城包围了。
And the great army has surrounded the city.
然后呢，第九节说
，Verse 9,
他说：“你们看见大卫城的破口很多，便聚集下池的水。”
You also saw the damage to the city of David, that it was great.
第十节。
And you gather together the waters of the lower pool.
第十节说，又数点耶路撒冷的房屋，将房屋拆毁，修补城墙。
Verse 10, you numbered the houses of Jerusalem and the houses you broke down to fortify the city.
第十一节说，又在两道城墙中间挖一个聚水池，可盛旧池的水，却不仰望做这事的主，也不顾念从古定这事的。
Verse 11, you also made a reservoir between the two walls for the water of the old pool.But you did not look to its master, nor did you have respect for him who fashioned it long ago.
我们就看到这一段记载，在描述百姓他们面对敌军已经兵临城下的时候，他们才临时赶快来挖房屋来补城墙呢。
So when they realized that they are being attacked by a foreign nation, then they tear down their houses to build walls.
那时候才看见哇，大卫城的破口好多。
Then they realized the city of David is damaged.
要赶快要来建筑这个防御的工程，来抵挡敌人的侵略。
And now they have to build a wall quickly to protect themselves against the attack.
可是那个时候，其实一切都太晚了。
But it was already too late.
当时候我们就看到说，这个百姓在这样一个情况底下，他们仰望谁呢？
And under this situation, who do the people rely on?
你看第八节提别提亚说，他们仰望他们在这个军火库里面的武器的。
And they look in the day to the armor of the house of the forest.
第十一节说，他们并没有仰望做这事的主。
They did not look to its maker.
这里就告诉我们说，这里面当一个人他如果拥有一些他可以依靠的资源，那就变成他的一个弱点，就是一个危机。
And sometimes when you have something to rely on, this will be your weakness.
所以当时候百姓他们现在看到这个危险的情况的时候，仰望谁呢？仰望他们，仰望自己，仰望他们所拥有的资源。
So when the people saw the danger, who do they rely on? They rely on themselves.
其实他们那时候在整个这个国内的局势里面，很多人主张要去跟埃及求和，请埃及来帮助他们对抗亚述。
And a lot of people, they asked the people in Egypt to help them attack or protect them from Syria.
他们当时候很想要去依靠世人。
They want to rely on Ethiopia.
依靠一些能够帮助的国家了。
They would like to rely on any country that would help them.
对，他们想要依靠埃及，想要依靠古时。
They want to rely on Egypt and also Ethiopia.
可是这些人都靠不住的。
But those people cannot be relied on.
因为圣经先知这样说。
Because the Bible said.
我们现在看第二章二十二节。
Chapter 2, verse 22.
以赛亚书二章二十二节。
Chapter 22, verse 22.
你们二章二十二节说，你们休要倚靠世人，他鼻孔里不过有气息，他在一切事上可算什么呢？二章二十二节，第二章。对，以赛亚书。
Okay, Isaiah chapter 2, verse 22. Verse 22. Now sever yourself from such a man whose breath is in his nostrils, for of what account is he?
你不要想要依靠世人了。
Don't rely on anybody.
世人跟每个人都一样，只有一口气在而已。
Because all human beings have only one breath.
所以其实在神 眼中、啊、没有一个人可以站立得住的。
So in the eyes of God, no one can stand.
神把那个气收回去，所有人都躺平了。
If God takes away the breath, then you will lie down.
那所以 外面的人靠不住了。
So you cannot rely on anybody, anybody.
然后自己呢，如果我们遇到困难的时候想说，那我就靠自己，靠别人不如靠自己。
And sometimes when we encounter danger, we would try to rely on ourselves.
但是靠自己其实也靠不住。
But most of the time we cannot rely on ourselves.
因为我们会发现我们自己根本没有力量。
And we will realize that we're powerless.
你看面对这个敌人在围攻的时候，西西家王他感受最明显的。
And when King Hezekiah faced the danger from other nations, it's very clear.
37章的以赛亚书37章。
Isaiah chapter 37.
第三节。
Verse 3.
37章第三节。
Chapter 37, verse 3.
他当时候面对亚述围攻的时候，他这样说。
And when the country was surrounded by Assyria, he said.
他说今日是极难责罚凌辱的日子，就像妇人将要生产婴孩，却没有力量生产。
This day is a day of trouble and rebuke and blasphemy, for the children have come to birth, but there is no strength to bring them forth.
通常我们人都会在面对这个困难的时候，才发现自己是多么没有用。
When we face difficulty, then we will know how useless we are.
那这个时候就是像这个这里所描述，真的是像到撞到墙壁，没有办法过去，好像没有路了。
And it's like hitting a wall, you can't go through it.
这没有力量，像妇人要生孩子，没有力量，那当时候是有多么绝望。
And we're powerless like a woman giving birth without any strength.
但是这个孩子又不能够不生出来。
But you still have to give birth.
所以在这种情况就描述一个人他对自己没有办法掌握这个情况的时候有多么无助。
And this describes how useless or how powerless a person is.
所以其实我们今天在面对困难的时候唯一可以依靠就是这个能够拯救我们的神。
And when we encounter danger, we should go to the person that can save us, which is God.
如果我们懂得仰望神，
if we know to rely on God,
那么神就会成为我们的力量。
Then God will be our strength.
所以以赛亚书十二章第二节这样写。
Isaiah chapter 12 verse 2 says.
十二章第二节说：“看哪、啊，神是我的拯救，我要倚靠他，并不惧怕，因为主神是我的力量，是我的诗歌，他也成了我的拯救。”
Verse 2, Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. And Yah, the Lord, is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation.
我们真正的仰望的就是仰望神的拯救。
And what we can rely on is the salvation of God.
当我们仰望神的时候，我们就要看到这个神的原为什么神要让这些事情发生在我们身上的理由。
And when we rely on God, we will know the reason why God make this cause this happen to us.
因为仰望神表示我们会求问神。
If we look up to God, then we will ask God.
当一个人愿意寻求神的时候，神就会回答他。
And if a person is seeking God, then God will be found.
所以你看，我们在面对困难的时候，我们如果懂得依靠神的人，就会找到答案了。
And if we encounter trouble, if we know to rely on God, then we will find our answer.
反过来，如果一个人灵性沉睡的时候，他即使困到困难，他也不知道要仰望神，反过来仰望他所拥有的资源。
And on the other hand, if a person's spirit is asleep, then he will rely on himself.
这是要给我们一个很重大的提醒。
And this is a great warning to us.
我们要记得凡事仰望神。
We must remember to rely on God in all things.
因为神是让所有事情发生的原因。
Because God is the root cause of what of everything that happened to us.
不知道仰望神的人是无知的。
And if a person do not know how to rely on God, he is the ignorant person.
特别是当有神可以依靠却不靠他的人。
Especially there is a God for him to rely on, and he did not seek him.
今天我们每一个人都是属神的，我们都有神可以做依靠。
And today, all of us belong to God, and God is a reliance to all of us.
我们一定要让神成为我们的力量，成为我们的拯救。
And we must make God our power and our strength and our salvation.
看回来第二十二章。
Let's turn back to Isaiah chapter 22.
12-14.
Verses 12-14.
当那日，主万军的神叫人哭泣哀嚎，头上光秃，身披麻布。
Verse 12. And in that day, the Lord God of hosts called for weeping and for mourning.For baldness and for girding with sackcloth.
十三节说，谁知道人道欢喜快乐，宰牛杀羊，吃肉喝酒，说我们吃喝吧，因为明天就要死了。
Verse 13. But instead, joy and gladness, slaying oxen and killing sheep, eating meat and drinking wine. Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die.
十四节，万军的神亲自默示我说，这罪孽直到你们死，断不得赦免。这是主万军之神说的。
Verse 14. Then it was revealed in my hearing.By the Lord of hosts, surely for this iniquity, there will be no atonement for you, even to your death, says the Lord God of hosts.
这三节在提醒一个很重要的问题。
And this serves as a warning to us.
当时候的百姓，他们是藐视神的提醒。
And at that time, the people despised the warning of God.
他们硬心到底，绝不回头。
They hardened their heart to the end; they will not return.
这个样的危机导致他们全然被毁。
And this crisis will cause them to be destroyed completely.
因为第十二节特别提到说，在当那日，就在那个末日的时候，危险来到的时候，主特别说要叫人哭泣哀嚎，要披麻蒙灰，要改变，要心里哀痛。
And in that day, in the end day, which is the day of the danger, all the people will be weeping and mourning.
这是神直接的要求。
And this is a requirement of God.
人面对困难危险的时候。应当要有的表现。
And when people, this is the reaction of people when they encounter trouble.
但是百姓却用那种蛮不在乎的态度来回应神。
But the people couldn't care less.
你看他们现在是反过来说，反过来欢喜快乐，杀牛宰羊，吃肉喝酒，然后说。Yes.赶快趁还有活着的时候，赶快吃喝快乐吧！明天快要死了。
And instead of doing that, they rather slay the oxen, killing the sheep, eat and drink, because tomorrow they will die.
他们是活在没有明天的人生观里面的。
They live under the condition that there is no more tomorrow.
今朝有酒就今朝醉。
If you have wine today, then you will drink today.
因为明天既然要死了，为什么不趁今天先来享乐一番
？If we're going to die tomorrow, why not enjoy today?
那表示说，他对神当时候的要求，要头上光秃，要身披麻布，这个警告，一点也不把它放在心上。
So they did not heed the warning that God wanted them to be weeping and mourning and put on sackcloth.
然后第十四节，神特别说了，现在神亲自这句话讲进去的，让那个以赛亚先知听到，在他耳朵里面很清楚的。
And God revealed this to Isaiah to his ear.
他说。这个罪孽直到你们死都断不能赦免。
14 says, surely this iniquity there will be no atonement for you.
这样的一个宣告啊，是听得让人耳鸣的。
And this kind of proclamation will cause somebody to be deaf.
神曾经 讲过这样的话，就是跟以利的两个儿子讲的，跟以利说的。
And God said the same thing, once before, and He said it to the two sons of Eli.
就说明明知道错误，神要他们改变他们，可是他不改，还是一样照常这样做。
And they know what they're doing is wrong, but they continue to do it.
所以神才说那个以利两个儿子的罪，你即使献祭赎罪都不得赦免了。
And that's why God said, even if they atone for their sins, they will not be forgiven.
所以这里的危机就是一个人。刚硬到底，临死不屈，这个罪说不能赦免的。
And the crisis here is that they know what they're doing wrong, but they have hardened their heart. They will not repent.
百姓他们当时的这样一个态度呢，其实是对死亡无知的。
And this is the attitude of the people. They're ignorant to death.
他们以为死了就没事的嘛。
They think if they die, then nothing will happen.
反正死一次啊。
Death finish everything.
反正你每个人都是要死啊。
And everyone has to die.
与其饿死，不如让他撑死这样。
And if we're gonna die, then we might as well die full.
但是其实因为不知道说死后还有审判。
But they forget that after death there is a judgment.
今天我们认识神的人就知道，不是死了就算了。
And we all know that death is not the end of all.
当时候那个。这个百姓他们这样的一个心情呢，后来被保罗在哥林多前书的地方来引用了。
And the condition at the time of the people, it was recorded by Paul in 1 Corinthians.
请看哥林多前书第十五章。
First Corinthians chapter 15,
第十五章的第三十二节。
Verse 32.
保罗把这样一个现象提出来，强调死后是会复活的。
And Paul emphasized that after death.There is a resurrection.
就是死人要再活过来接受审判的。
The dead will resurrect and receive judgment.
那如果做行义的就要得救进神的国，如果做恶的就要下入那个从不死火不灭的永远的地狱里。
And if you're righteous, you will receive eternal life. But if you do evil, then you will be condemned and go into hell.
看三十二节。
3:32.
我若当日像寻常人在以弗所同野兽战斗，那与我有什么益处呢？若死人不复活，我们就吃吃喝喝吧，因为明天要死了。
32. If in the matter of man I have fought with beasts at Ephesus, what advantage is it to me? If the dead do not rise, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die.
是的，如果死人不复活的话，那就吃吃喝，赶快趁机会享受。
If there is no resurrection.Then yes, go ahead and indulge in eating and drinking.
但是保罗用这句话来强调，不是死了就算了。
But Paul emphasized here that the death is not the end of all.
人一定要想到死了之后怎么去面对神。
And we must know that when we die, we will face God.
所以当时候，这个犹大的百姓啊，他们对神的这个提醒啊，他们觉得反正要死，为什么要这么麻烦？
And the people of Judah at the time, they think that if we're going to die, why do we go through so much trouble?
他们所做的刚好跟神要求的，180度相反。
And whatever they do or whatever they did is directly opposite of what God wanted them to do.
那照圣经的信息来说，这个叫做顽梗悖逆。
And according to the Bible, it's rebellious.
就是他说这样的一个罪哈，跟拜偶像罪是一样的。
And this kind of sin is likened one that is worshiping idols.
在撒母耳记上第十五章。
First Samuel chapter 15.
撒母耳记上第十五章22节。
First Samuel chapter 15 verse 22.
23节，对不起，23节。
Verse 23.
我们看悖逆的罪跟行邪术的罪相等，顽梗的罪跟拜虚神和偶像的罪相同。
Verse 22, for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is an iniquity and idolatry.
这里提到说这个悖逆的罪跟顽梗的罪，他说跟行邪术、拜偶像、拜虚神的罪是一样的。
And the sin of rebellion and stubbornness is likened that to witchcraft and also idolatry.
这个圣经在告诉我们说，今天一个人如果顽梗悖逆，其实通常他所犯的罪就是故意犯罪的。
And usually, when a person is rebellious and also stubborn, he is doing it on purpose.
因为就像应该当时候百姓他们所做的，神要他们披麻，要悔改，要头上光秃，他们反过来吃喝快乐，反正要死了无所谓。
And at the time of Isaiah, God wanted them to be weeping, mourning, and with baldness, and girding with sackcloth. But what they did was completely opposite.
这个就是故意，真的是故意得罪神的。
They rebel against God on purpose.
神已经明明跟他们直接说了，可是他就不听。
God already told them directly, but they do not want to listen.
那这样的结果是什么？
What's the end result?
我们现在看一看这一个圣经新约里面的提醒，看希伯来书第十章。
Let's look at the result in Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
二十六节说，因为我们得知真道以后，若故意犯罪，赎罪的祭就再没有了。
Verse 26, for if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there is no longer remain a sacrifice of sins.
第二十七节说，唯有暂据等候审判和那烧灭众敌人的烈火。
Verse 27, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment and fiery indignation which will devour the adversaries.
我们就看到说，当一个人如果故意 违逆神、哦、他的结局是很凄惨的。
We know that if a person willfully rebel against God, his result will be disastrous.
那烧灭众敌人的烈火，就是地狱里永不熄灭的火。
And he will be burned under a fire of hell.
那表示说，在地狱永远的刑罚。
And that's the eternal punishment in hell.
那就不是说像我们肉体死了以后眼睛一闭什么事都没有了，不是这样子的。
And it's not like we die and our body die, we close our eyes and that's it.
所以当一个人他如果藐视神啊，违逆神，那这样这个危机啊，会导致永远的沉沦。
So if somebody rebel and despise God, then he will be condemned in hell.
我们一定要谨慎的去回应神对我们的提醒。
So we must heed to the warning of the Lord.
这个第三个，当时候在以赛亚书二十二章的危机。
And this is the third crisis recorded in chapter 22 in Isaiah.
看回来第十五节，二十二章第十五节。
Let's turn back to Isaiah chapter 22, verse 15.
主万军的神这样说，你去见掌银库的，就是加宰瑟伯纳，对他说。
Verse 15, thus says the Lord God of hosts, go proceed to the steward, to Shibna, who is over the house, and say.
十六节说，你在这里做什么呢？有什么人在竟在这里凿坟墓，就是在高处为自己凿坟墓，在磐石中为自己凿出安身之所呢？
Verse 16, what have you here, and whom have you here?That you have hewn a sepulchre here, as he who knew himself a sepulchre on high, who carves a tomb for himself in a rock.
十七节说，看啊，神必向大有力的人将你紧紧的缠裹，竭力抛去。
17, indeed, the Lord will throw you away violently, O mighty man, and will surely seize you.
第十八节，
18,
他必将你滚成一团，抛在宽阔之地，好像抛球一样。你这主人家的羞辱必在那里，坐你荣耀的车也必在那里死亡。
18. He will surely turn violently and toss you like a ball into a large country. There you should die, and there your glorious chariot should be shame of your master's house.
第十九节说，我必赶逐你离开官职，你必从你的原位撤下。
19. So I will drive you out of your office, and from your position he will pull you down.
这一段话是神叫以赛亚先知去跟这个瑟伯纳说的话。
And this is the Lord, this is a word that God told prophet Isaiah to tell Shibna.
那当时候这个瑟伯纳他是掌权的，又是掌管金钱的，是总理加财政部长。
And Shibna at the time was the prime minister and also the treasurer.
他真的是拥有所有的权力的。
He has all the power.
那可是。他现在所在意的并不是要去关心百姓的安危啊。
But what he cared was not the wellness of the people.
他现在是为自己准备要在这个高处哦，凿一个坟墓，先为自己准备一个像王一样的这个安息之所。
And all he cared is to carve a tomb on high for himself.
啊，其实如果按照文献查来呢，这个瑟伯纳是个外国人，他应该是叙利亚人。
And Shibna is a foreigner.
Not Syria, 那个Syria.
Oh, he is an Assyrian.
那他其实是主张要跟埃及求和的人。
And he is the one that wants to be friend with the Egyptians.
他一点也不想要去抵抗想要去倚靠神去抵抗亚述的。
And he does not want to rely on God to fight against Assyrian.
所以这个人他其实也是不没有资格在 在这个 西安山那里去凿坟墓安葬在那里的人。
He is a person that is not qualified to have a tomb set in Zion.
可是他当时候一心只是想要为自己的利益着想而已。
But he only wants what's best for himself.
然后他就反正神问他说你神跟先知说你去问他说你在这里做什么
？And God told Isaiah to ask him, "What are you doing here?"
你看这个就是他在做什么事情哦，神都知道的。
And God knows what whatever he's doing.
百姓可能不知道他在做什么。
And the people may not know what he's doing.
但是神很清楚。
But God knows very clearly.
所以呢，现在要先知去提醒他。
So God wants the prophet to warn him.
然后接下来宣告他即将要遭遇到的事情了。
And then Isaiah proclaimed what will happen to him.
他要被掳，被丢到远方去，羞辱而死。
And he will be captured, and he will be shamed and put to death.
他被赶出离开他的职位。
He will be cast out of his position.
他这个人这里告诉我们说，一个人在权力当中哦，他并没有了解神为什么给他权力的目的。
And when he is under when he's given the authority, he does not know why he has received this authority.
那所以这个首领在这个权力当中，因为无知而灭亡。
And because of ignorance, under his leadership, he will be destroyed.
那所以这样的一个的领导人，当然百姓跟着都走错路了，跟着刚硬了。
And of course, when the people follow him, then the people's heart will be hardened like him.
那所以你看这个色伯纳这个人呢、啊，他真的是圣经里面讲的这个是虚假的牧人。
And Shibna, he is a hypocritical shepherd.
他只关心他自己的好处，他不管那个群羊的死活。
And all he cared was his own benefit. He does not care about anybody.
最后神就是要跟他为敌的。
And at the end, God will be his enemy.
所以这个就提醒我们今天每一个做领导人的。
And it reminds all of us that are leaders in the
church. 你看他这里这个人的表现，最后然后神说我要把他滚起来，像一个球一样把他抛到远方去，表示他要被掳。
And at the end, God said, "I will turn violently and toss you like a ball, so you can be captured by your enemy."
他本来在这个王给他的职位上是很有荣耀的，最后他是要成为他主人家的羞辱。
And the king gave him a very glorious position, but at the end, he will be the shame of the country.
那他的这个主人当时候的历史背景就是西西家王的时候。
And the king at the time was King Hezekiah.
所以当时候其实神已经预告即将发生的事情了。
And so God already foretold what will happen in the future.
所以你看，今天一个有些有的人呢，在掌握权力当中，在权力当中哦，迷失自己。
And when sometimes when some person have the authority, he will lose himself.
忘记了神给一个人权力目的在哪里。
And he forgets why God has given him the authority.
我们来看一下以西结书三十四章。
And let's look at Ezekiel.
以西结书三十四章。
Chapter 34.
来看看当时候神借着先知所提出的要指责那些牧人的话语。
And this is the warning that God has instructed the shepherds. At the
第二节说
，in verse 2，
他说：“人子啊，你要向以色列的牧人发预言，攻击他们说：主神如此说：祸在以色列的牧人，只知道牧养自己，牧人岂不当牧养群羊吗
？”Verse 2, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God to the shepherds: Woe to the shepherds of Israel who feed themselves! Should not the shepherd feed the flocks?
第三节说：“你们吃脂油，穿羊毛，宰肥壮的，却不牧养群羊。”
Verse 3, You eat the fat and clothe yourselves with the wool. You slaughter the fattenings, but you do not feed the flock.
这一段信息是神特别说要攻击这些领导人的。
And this is what God said to attack the leaders.
我们现在跳过去看第十节。
Let's jump to verse 10.
主神如此说：我必与牧人为敌，必向他们的手追讨我的羊，使他们不再牧放群羊，牧人也不再牧养自己。
Verse 10, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand. I will cause them to cease feeding the sheep, and the shepherds shall feed themselves no more.
你看这里，神后来就亲自成为这个牧人的敌人了。
So God became the enemy of these shepherds.
因为这些牧者，他们没有办法来完成神托付的。
And because the shepherds cannot fulfill what they were instructed by God.
反过来是借这个机会来取利。
on the other hand, they use their authority to gain gain advantage.
所以今天我们每一个人在教会里面，在自己的家里面做领导的，一定要很小心。
So at your house, if you're the leader of the house, you have to be careful.
因为当神授予我们一个职位的时候，一定对我们有一个要求。
And when God gave us the authority, He has requirements.
这个要求就是要我们能够关心所有的百姓，所有的神的群羊。
And He required us to take care of the people, take care of the sheep.
那可是人往往会在这个权力当中迷失的。
And sometimes when we have the authority, we will lose ourselves.
这是一个危机。
And this is also a crisis.
也是人常常患的，我们要时常提醒。
And as a human being, we constantly make this mistake, so we have to warm ourselves.
因为在绝对的权力当中会带来很快的腐败。
And under absolute power, there will be absolute corruption.
我们看再看回以赛亚书第二十二章。
And let's turn back to Isaiah chapter 22.
第二十节那里。
Verse 20.
这里是现在神要兴起一个人叫做以利亚敬。
And now God raised a person. His name is Eliakim.
第二十一节说，他将你的外袍给他穿上，将你的腰带给他系紧，将你的政权交在他手中，他必做耶路撒冷居民和犹大家的父。
I will clothe him with your robe and strengthen him with your belt. I will commit your responsibility into his hand. He should be a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to the house of Judah.
第二十二节说。我必将大卫家的钥匙放在他的肩头上，他开无人能关，他关无人能开。
22. The key of the house of David I will lay on his shoulder, so he should open and no one should shut, and he should shut and no one should open.
23节说，我必将他安稳，像钉子钉在坚固处，他必做他父家荣耀的宝座。
23. I will fasten him as a peg in a secure place, and he will become a glorious throne to his father's house.
然后第二十四节，他父家所有的荣耀，连儿女带子孙都挂在他身上，好像一切小器皿从杯子到酒瓶挂上一样。
24. They will hang on him all glory of his father's house, the offspring and the issue, all vessels of small quantity from the cup to all the pitchers.
这个以利亚敬呢，他是神所招来的。
And Eliakim, he was called by God.
是要来取代这个色伯纳来作为这个。这个西西家的家宰的，这个当总理的。
And he is called to Eliakim is called to replace Shebna to be the prime minister and also the treasurer of the country.
这里神特别说，他给他一个非常稳固的权力跟地位。
And here says God gave him a very sturdy position.
他所掌握的大权呢，跟后来在描述主耶稣基督他所用的权柄是一样的。
And the authority under him is like one that is given to Jesus.
所以第二十二节这里所描述的跟启示录第三章第七节讲的是一样的。
And in verse 22, the recording is similar to Revelation chapter 3 verse 7.
表示说这个钥匙放在他手上，他当时候在百姓的心中是非常非常重要的，有很稳固的地位。他的做的决定没有人能够改变的。
And the key is given to him, so whatever he decided was done.
那可是到最后第三二十五节说
，In verse 25 says，
万军的神说，当那日钉在坚固处的钉子必压斜，被砍断落地；挂在其上的重担必被剪断，因为这是神说的。
Verse 25 In that day says the Lord of hosts, the peg that is fastened to the secure place will be removed and be cut down and fall。
这里就让我们看到第五个危机，就是一个人住在尊贵当中滥用职位的无知所导致的结果。
And the fifth crisis is when somebody is given the authority, but he used it to his own benefit. This is the result.
因为这个以利亚敬他是按照神的旨意被重用的人。
And Eliakim was with the will of God, was used by God.
可是最后他是把儿子、孙子什么通通一切大小器皿通通挂在他的。肩头上啊、
But he put everything under his shoulder.
就是他像一根钉子，现在把所有他们家的一切，通把它挂在这个钉子上了、
啊。Oh, he put everything under the peg.
那表示说他现在不知道怎么样好好管理他自己的家，他现在任用这个职位，把他只要所有家人通通把它挂上去了。
And he does not know how to manage his family. He put all his family member in position.
他滥用了神所托付给他的意志，被神责罚。
And he abused the power given by him, so he was punished.
最后是被砍断落下，落地了。
At the end, the peg was removed.
这个钉子后来被压斜了。
And the peg was removed and cut down.
这个时候，让我们看到说，一个人如果在尊贵当中，如果不知道醒悟啊，他都像死亡的畜类一样。
And when somebody is under authority, if he does not wake up, then he is useless.
我们现在看诗篇四十九篇。
Let's look at Psalm chapter 49.
这跟诗篇这句话刚好可以符合。
And we can compare this verse with the verse we just read.
诗篇四十九篇第二十节。
Psalm chapter 49, verse 20.
人在尊贵中而不醒悟，就如死亡的畜类一样。
Verse 20, man who is in honor yet does not understand is like a beast that perish.
你看人在死亡，人在尊贵当中不醒悟，就是在尊贵当中一定要小心运用自己神所给他的这个职分这个职位。
And when it says when you are in honor, you do not understand. That means you abuse the power given by God to you.
要好好的管理自己的家，自己的周遭的朋友们。
And you have to manage your surrounding, your family well.
今天社会里面有太多太多这样的例子。
And in this society today, there are many examples like this.
一个人掌权之后，哇，所有的亲戚朋友全部都是挂了一个职分了。
And when somebody received the power, all his family and friends become have the authority as well.
那在说明一个人他真正爱的是什么？爱的是那个职分，而不是爱神。
So we can see that people love that position, not God.
那其实圣经说，当我们一个人爱如果爱其他人超过爱神，就不配进神的国。
And the Bible says, if you love anyone more than God, then you cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
那所以在这里提到，那我们提醒，但我们在神所给我们这个珍贵的身份当中，我们一定要小心来管理我们自己的家庭。
And when God gives us a noble status, we have to manage our family well.
那我们每一个人都能够成为敬畏神的人。
Then everyone can fear God.
也能够真的仰望神，从神来得到祝福。
And to rely on God completely to receive His blessing.
而不会想要从我们自己本身所被赋予的这个职分上得到任何的好处。
And not to gain advantage or benefit with the position we were given.
因为当时候是这个事情是真正发生的。
Because this occurrence actually happened.
就给我们一个很大的提醒。
It serves a stern warning.
其实我们如果能够懂得依靠神。
And if we know how to rely on God,
神所给我们的恩典一定够用的。
And God's grace is sufficient.
在这个风暴当中，我们一定得到遮蔽。
And in turmoil, then we will be protected.
我们真正能够得到保护是从神来的。
And our protection comes from God.
而不是从某某人来的。
And not from somebody else.
那这样子，我们每一个人对神的那个心都会很单纯，而且就会很真诚。
And then our heart will be true toward God and very simple.
所以以赛亚书第二十二章里面所提到这五个重点，希望我们都能够得到提醒。
And I hope that in chapter 22, these five crises will serve as a warning to us.
在恩典当中，我们一定要小心，不要放纵，成为无知的。
And under grace, we should not indulge ourselves.
我们要懂得仰望神，而不是仰望我们所拥有的一些资源或其他的人脉。
And we must know to rely on God and not rely on ourselves or anyone else.
我们要注意神给我们提醒，不要硬心到底，成为无知的人。
And we must not harden our hearts and heed to God's warning.
当神赋给我们权力、职务的时候，我们一定要小心的应用，不要成为无知的人。
And when God gives us the authority, we must use it wisely.
我们也要好好的经营管理自己的家，不要让我们的家庭成为我们被神责罚的这个原因之一。
And we must manage our family well, so we will not be punished by God.
所以我们在尊贵当中，我们会醒悟，我们会懂得敬畏神。
And with authority, we know to fear God and to honor God.
今天晚上就分享到这里，我们一起来唱诗。
Just please sing him.
161首
161.